Otherwise you're just stealing from this guy.
Okay, cuz I know I gave you a lot of stuff today, but we're really touching on a subject that connects to all kinds of important
Okay.
shasingas. So it was even with restraint that I gave you what I gave you. Okay, so let's just start with a couple of principles we know. We've already seen in obviously Kedushin, in second parak, the principle of Shluchu Shlodim Kamoto, which we saw in various contexts, Gittin and Kedushin and Mitzvos. Of course, it applies to Dini Momino as well. I can make a Shliach to act on my behalf monetarily. We also have a principle called Zachin L'Adam Shvo B'Fanav. Right, that A does something for B, also monetarily, let's say, where we know it's beneficial for B and therefore you can do it. Just to give you an example, some of you may be careful about not giving gifts on Shabbos. So there's one classic way of solving the problem. Right, you give it to somebody else on his behalf before Shabbos. Now you don't check with the guy, but that works because of Zachin L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav. Now the basic difference between Shluchu Shlo D'Kamoto and Zachin L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav is Shluchu Shlo D'Kamoto, the Meshaleach consciously appoints the Shliach. Right, Zachin L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav, right, there's no appointment, there's no checking with the Meshaleach, as it were. It's just assumed that A could do it on behalf of B because it's the B's benefit. Which raises a famous question, is Zechiyah really just a form of Shlichut? Is it really the same mechanism? Somehow you're able to overcome the lack of minui, the lack of appointment? Or is it a totally separate halachic mechanism altogether? Very, very famous question. How should we view the relationship between Zachin L'Adam Shlo B'Fanav and Shluchu Shlo Adam Kamoto? Okay, we're all good with that?
How far does Zechiyah work? Like, if you have a wrong assumption and he doesn't want to acquire that,
Okay, so
then is it retroactive?
in Zachin, it could be as a halachic right for the person to say, I actually didn't want it, to cancel it.
Is it retroactive? And
Yeah,
retroactive goes
yeah.
back to
Like Geras, we were calling it.
Yes, correct. We'll see an example in Geras, but even in monetary scenarios, there could be such a thing. Okay.
You go for someone for Shabbos and you have.
Oh, it turns
Is
out
it
it's always
called
saying it's the wine that they can't
Otzer
stand.
based? No, it's Otzer
Ah,
based
there
on
you
wine.
go.
He doesn't want to. Oh, he doesn't even want to own it,
Correct,
let alone like drink it.
I believe you turned out that the Zechiyah didn't happen in that case. Okay, so let's look at Kiddushin Membet, because this is one of the sugyas that could prove the case one way or the other. Now, we here are looking for a source for Shlichus. We first worked it out through a combination of Get and Truma and Kachim, how we know Shluchu Shlo Adam Kamoto. Okay, so we're now in Kiddushin Membet and Aleph. Let's take it from the Elohah. Okay, it's about 15 lines down. You guys have it? Beginning of the line, Velaha? Yep. Velaha dam rav gilam rav minayin shashlucho shodm kamoto. Shem rav nasi echa mimata. Ah, so what's the case here? So the Nasiim are going to apportion the land on behalf of everybody else. So what's the claim? What method are they using? Typically shlichus mehaka. I mean, why does it work? The Nasiim are the shluchim of Am Yisrael. So here's a great example. Why do we have to go to every other source? Here we have a clear biblical source for our shlichus. Right, the Nasi gives out the land and he has a shliach of Am Yisrael. Okay, great. Now the verse says, wait. V'tizbra, let's think this over. D'ha shlichusu, do you really think this is shlichus? V'haktanim lavenei shlichus ninu. This is going to become very important. On what grounds does the Gemara reject the mechanism here is shlichus? Because you're doing it on behalf of Ketanim, and we just said, no, the Ketanim cannot be part of shlichus. Just like a Ketan can't be the shliach, a Ketan cannot be the Mishalech. Okay, with me so far? So it can't be Shlichus because Ketanim are involved. Wait. But the Rashi works out how we know that Ketanim can't be involved in Shlichus. Okay, so let's go back to the Gemara though. So what is it? Elok yad rava baravuna, dam rava baravuna, rav gidol, am rav, minayim shazach and ladim shlo bafanav, shenem rav nasi yechad, nasi yechad. Now notice what the Gemara just does. What does the Gemara say? Okay, it's not Shlichus, but what is it? Zach and Adam. So what does it sound like? That it's Shlichus or it's not Shlichus?
No.
Not at all. By that, the assumption is that they wouldn't have the same halachic limitations. We rejected Shlichus based on the fact that Ketanim are not subject, are not B'nai Shlichus. But that didn't bother us when we got to Zachin. Right, so it says, a number of Rishonim, including the Ritva, here you have it, black on white. Zachi is another mechanism, it's another halachic construct. It is not just Shlichus with a slight twist. Right, the same halachas would not apply. The katan question doesn't bother us anymore. Now, by the way, why is it Shlo B'Fanav here? What does Shlo B'Fanav mean in this context? If the Nasi is dividing the land for the katan?
Well, the katan's not there when he's dividing it.
No, he could be there, but he can't
very
benefit.
Very good, very good. Whether he's physically there or not, he is halachically Shlo B'Fanav. Excellent. Look at Rashi. Ella, he makes the Ben-Nair say. Ella. Hahu lav la tu yesh liachata, elu zachin l'adam shlo b'fanav ata. Again, it's a different, it's not shliachus, it's chia. Dektanim kishelo b'fanav damu. There it is. Right, as you said very well. It's not a question of physical proximity. The katan might stand by the nasi the entire time, but since he's not a halachic player, it's ki'ilu shalom b'fanav. So in that sense, it's zachin l'adam shalom b'fanav, irrespective of where the katan is standing. Okay? Good, lady? Okay, great. Back to the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is going to have a problem with zachin also, but not because of the problem it had with shlichas. It's going to have a different kind of problem with zachin. Back to the Gemara. B'tizbra's chusi? You think it's a chus? Hachov an amyika. Dika denichle bahar velo nichle bebeka. Dika denichle bebeka velo nichle bahar. So what's the Gemara's objection to zachin? What's the Gemara's objection to zachin v'lad mishal b'fanav as the halachic construct that work here?
So it might not be good
it might not be a chut. Like you say, what if the guy gets out of a mountain and he says, but I love those valleys. How is it I got stuck with a mountain? So it's a problem internal to schus. It's not a schus. The Ella, so we have a third model. Now this seems a little odd, right? Why would Bezdin give you a guardian if it's going to be lachov? Lachov amai. El lachov al menat l'schot. Okay, now what is lachov al menat l'schot? Ah, very good. So the institution of apotropos is something that is helpful for yitomim. It could be in a given choice. The apotropos will make a decision that is negative for yitomim, but we're willing to deal with take the institution as a whole. Okay, and indeed, tamalomer nasiach neskemata tikachu. So what do you have here? The Gemara seems to have three stages. What was the halakhic mechanism at work in the Nesiim dividing up Eretz Yisrael? Theory one, shlichus. That's rejected because then the mishaleach would be a katan. Theory two, it's zachin ladam shelo b'fanav. Right, and that is rejected or challenged because it might not be a schus. So we go to model three. We have the apotropos model, which Bezdin will do it on someone's behalf, on the katan's behalf, even though in a given scenario it might lead to something they would not like. Okay, without getting into too much, I'm not going to do in depth the model of apotropos, how it works at this point. Okay, we'll go to this Gemara. But again, this Gemara is suggestive that tchiyah is not shlichus. It's a separate category. It wouldn't have the same limitations as shlichus. Okay, the other Gemara that suggests that is the Gemara in Ksuvos. If you can take a look at page 19, very, very famous Gemara. Again, we're going to, guys, today's like a tour through famous parts of Shas. Mm-hmm. Look at page 19 for 1 second. Actually, now, before we get to that, we'll see how the Ritva tries to help Tosfos, even though he doesn't agree. Yeah, sorry, you have so many pages here. Okay, is the page that says 19 the bottom? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't give it to him.
You didn't give it 19? Yeah, Yossi, can you just put it between you and Yechezko? Okay, let's start with the Ritva and Kedushin. Now that's the Gemara, right? Here's the Ritva. Does exactly what we did. Mehasha minan. The Schia ain't a bit shlichus. So the Ritva is right here. Kedushin membet. The Adam zocha afilu misha ain't ben shlichus. The Elo. Let's say you'd say it's wrong. You'd hold like Tosfos. What sheet does a Tosfos? Zichia is simply a form of shlichus. There it is. It wouldn't have solved anything. Let's say Zechiyah is Shlichus. So you say, it can't be Shlichus because the Katan's involved. How would it solve anything to say, okay, it's Zechiyah, but Zechiyah is only Shlichus anyway. So obviously it's not. Okay, Elevade Kedamran. Everyone go to that? Okay. Avol Betos Vos Kasner. Shita Satos is going to try to maintain through Shas that in fact Zechiyah is Shlichus. Daha amaskana samchinon da difamina. This is hard to catch what he's trying to do here. What is Tosus old? Tosus is trying to maintain, despite Kiddushin Membet, that Tzchiyah is Shlichas. So how do they deal with our Gemara? Yafemod. They'll have to concede. At that stage, we're going to claim that Tzchiyah is a different mechanism than Shlichas. But the Gemara doesn't conclude that it was Tzchiyah. What's the Gemara's actual conclusion? We move beyond Tzchiyah to another model, what's called the apotropos model. Once we call the apotropos model, maybe we could then revisit and reinterpret how Tzchiyah actually works. We only, at that stage of the Gemara, we were forced perhaps to, we couldn't explain Nasi Yecha. So we were forced to say that Tzchiyah is not Midin Shlichus. But maybe Lamaskana, one which we have to go to the apotropos model, maybe Tzchiyah is in fact is Midin Shlichus. That's Amaskana Samchina Difim. You never got it? So it's interesting because you have to assume a lot here, of course, meaning the Gemara does in no way clearly makes that shift. But Tosfos, yeah, go ahead, Yechezkel.
You could still say Zechiyah and Shlichus are separate because for the apotropos, it's not. I mean, it's not. You're still being zochah for the person, even though it could even though it couldn't do Sechol later. So it's not necessarily, you know, it's not necessarily that it's that Tzchiyah is an offshoot of Shlichus.
Wait, are you trying to support Tosfos or not? Which way are you trying to go with it?
I'm going against Tosfos.
Right. So you're saying it's not clear the Maskana is rejected. Correct.
It could go either way. It's not.
Right. So I mean, the Tosfos has to assume something's happened to Gemara that was not clear at all. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Lego, what did you say?
No, I'm saying for the Zechus al Masakova is only halacha for Apachofis.
Yeah.
It's not for. So in regular case, it wouldn't work.
Correct. I think you're right. I think the simplest reading is Apotropos is not a version of Schia. It's a third model.
Right.
But again, I think the simplest reading might be that there are three totally separate models here. We try the Schialess model, it doesn't work. We try the Zachin model, it doesn't work. We go to the Apotropos model. But Tosfos, according to Mikvah, has to assume that when we move from two to three, we also dropped a certain conception of how Zachin works.
Apotropos is a category within itself.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that was different.
No, but it has both. Like,
see, because he uses the terminology of Zachin, that's what's confusing here. Yeah, I think Apotropos is a category within itself. Let me see if Rashi is clear about this.
Because in essence, how does Apotropos function?
You're saying you're right. You still need a mechanism. Yeah. There might Apotropos might be a special Takana Darabanan.
Yeah,
there is a discussion of that.
I mean, I would figure it'd be an offshoot.
Right.
Because it's
okay.
Yecheskel's
raising a very reasonable question, which maybe we'll discuss a little bit tomorrow, though. Okay, which is he's right. I mean, is Apotropos a total? I'm portraying Apotropos as a totally separate model. You could have said it's kind of a tweak Zachin. Right, but I think that the most Mepharshim understand is the totally separate model. Okay? We're good? Okay, great. Let us now go to the Gemara in Ksubas, which again might be a support for the Ritva. This is the famous Gemara one should be aware of. Okay. Amar Avuna, Ger Katan. Again, a family comes and you've got a 4-year-old child you want to convert. Matbil no Tawadat Beitin. Okay. So Bezdin actually is Matbil, the Bezdin is Megai, the child. Now, as Yecheskel said, it's very interesting. Halacha, when the child's 13, they have a right to protest. My Kamashman, what does this teach me? We already learned it. I kind of stopped in mid-Gemara. The Gemara then goes on to say, you might have thought it's not a schus. Very interesting, like, theological question. Do we assume it's a schus to be chai v'nitzros or not? Right, very interesting Gemara, which I'm not going to get into right now. But for our purposes, what is it we say? This is an example. What mechanism do we seem to be using? Meaning, we are acting on behalf of a katan. Once again, as Ben said before, a katan is by definition shalo b'fanav. Because he's not a halachic player with das, right? So we're acting with the katan. What gives us the right? Zachin. What do you see once again? The mechanism of zachin works for katan. Even though we said clearly that the mechanism of shlichos doesn't work for katan. So let's go to the Tosfos, the very very famous Tosfos. Now again, Tosfos is not like the Ritva. Tosfos starts with the working assumption that Zachin is just shlichus. So does that understand? The schia of any time shlichus. The kibun deschus hula. Now here's something very important, guys. Okay, because hopefully we'll get this today. Let's say we say schia is shlichus. The Tosfos theory. Okay, Tosfos is going to say it in a certain way. The Tosfos is going to say it in a different way. Meaning, even within these two shitas, there could be gradations. Let's see how Tosfos says this. How does it work that Zachin is shlichus? Says Tosfos. Anan sade davdi lishliach. Yafeh. What does it mean? According to Tosfos, how does it work? What do you guys say? How do you explain it? How does the non-Sade work?
We assume that he'll make it.
Very good. Anansade literally means we testify, but I think Levi gave a good translation. We assume. I mean, what's missing in Zachin? The Minu Ishlichus. So what do we say? Well, we could plug it in. We basically know it. Would we ask him? He would 99.9% sure want to do it. So it's like we assume the appointment. Ever see it? Zachin and Shlichus, with one minor difference, we assume the Minui as opposed to the Minui actually having taken place. That's the simplest way to explain why Zachin and Shlichus. Okay, we're good? Although the Ketos is going to say a different shot, very interesting shot. Okay, so we're great. So it says to us, we think Shlichus is the form of Shlichus. It's just the Anan Sade functions as the Minui Shlichus. Great, but now we've got a problem. Okay. K'dimuch perkan dvom etziyeh gabichatzim shimiyayat rabbi v'logar m'shlichus. V'im kein, heich Zachin l'katan, v'lo ein Shlichus l'katan, k'dimim mezu neshech. So then it doesn't make any sense. We're trapped. Ro dakati over kochavmu. Vermin hasam dakata and dati lkal shlichos. Ati itle schiam and derbanan. Over kochavm de lo ati lkal shlichos. I feel a schiam and derbanan. So we've got a double problem. There's two different reasons we shouldn't be able to act on behalf of this katan. One is that
he's not a yid.
He's a katan, and the other is he's not Jewish. Right? The non Jews are not part of shlichos or schia. So we got a big problem. How does this work? V'nirli d'hachanami d'zachen lo midrabanan. K'demina hasem d'katin isle eskiyam midrabanan. Before we get to the second problem, what does he want to claim? And this is very radical Tosus, by the way. What does Tosus want to claim? It's true. Zechi ish lichas, and really, it shouldn't work here, but... Now what's the problem? What's the problem with that theory, that it could work on the Durbana level?
Still not a guarantee.
Okay, very good.
Right.
It's very easy in Dini Momenos for the Durbana to do what they want. Right? We have a very simple mechanism, Hefker Bez and Hefker, right? But when it comes to things like your halachic status, right, before that's not totally in a Takana Durbanan. So if you look at that big Tosus there, Tosus asked that question. Like, how could it be that because the Durbana make a Takana, it becomes a ger? Right, that doesn't seem like something they would have the power to do. But so here you see Tosus, it's very interesting why Tosus is so committed to this. Tosus is very committed to Zechiah being Shlichus, and even if there are difficulties, they'll try to somehow circumvent the difficulties. Even now, Tosus is still not fully in the clear, because that's only as far as the Katan problem. Don't forget, we said you still also have the Obed Kochavim problem. Right, no, maybe I shouldn't gloss this over. Oh, okay. I was trying to cheat, but I'm going to do it. I'm not going to, even if we're not going to get everything. Okay, what was the Gemara's argument about why a Katan has Schia and a Durban and a non-Jew does not? How did the Gemara differentiate? He quoted it. Why does a Katan have Schia even if a non-Jew does not? You quoted the Gemara in Bum?
Yes, he will be.
Very good. Atila Klaus Lichos. That was the Katan's advantage. So what's Tosa's first answer at the end? This particular Ol Kochavim is also Ati. I mean, he's Ki'ilu like the Katan. Right, and therefore, the same Schiyam and Durbanan that we gave to the Katan, we give to this fellow. Or...
Yeah, the potential always exists for him not to.
Okay. Because he could say no.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Right, you could have said it's not a good parallel. Secondly... But there's also a very interesting idea. Like, sometimes it's an idea that somehow two things come together. Like, we're giving him, the schus we're giving him ends up leaving him in a state where he is subject to schia, right? Because we're going to make him a Yehudi. So it's like, schuto ve yaduto bam ke'echad. Okay, how that works is a very good question, but I'm not going to deal with it now because I want to focus more on the schia mitam shlichus. Yeah, Nate, what's part of it?
This would only work in a case where we're talking about a ger katan. We're not talking about like a, because if he's always got the potential, then what does it mean that the Ovid Kechavim doesn't have zechiah or shlichos? Because then the potential would exist.
You think it tells his first answer or tells his
second
answer?
No, both. It's a combination of the both.
The first answer you could have miuchal, like every katan eventually becomes
right, but
in the world of shlichus, but you can't say that about the stam of kochavim.
Right, but no, but like the katan, you need the combination of the two to get to the answer that Tosfos is getting. Only a katan is an ovid kochavim can have this zechiah.
No, hang on a second. Maybe I'm missing something. There's two separate. Maybe I should make a sharper demarcation. Tosfos has two problems.
Yeah.
How could a katan do this? How could
right, but neither
the Katan question, Tosfos has an easy answer. I mean, it's a problem, but his answer is, we did give a Katan the ability of Zechia,
right,
Midrabanan. Now, I admit it's a problem, like, how could that help for Geiris? But let's leave that aside for now. We did give the Katan Zechia Midrabanan. Then Tosfos says, but how could it work because he's a non-Jew?
Right.
And then he has two answers. Either the non-Jew, this particular non-Jew, is Ati L'Klal Shlichus. He could get the same Zachem Midrabanan that we give to a Katan.
Right.
Or it's Zchuto Ve'yaduto Ban Kechad.
No, I understand, but what's saying neither would work by themselves, but the combination of the two...
Why do you say that, though? If you say the second answer, I don't know if you need the Durbanan.
Because it only leaves...
I don't know if you need the Ati L'Klal Shlichus, right? But I'm not sure he needs to be Durbanan anymore. Look, it's difficult when it works, but Tosfos has a parallel, like Gita Vya... Okay, let's clarify the parallel for 1 second. Now, I admit it, you have to figure logically how this works. Seems like a paradox. But let's look at the parallel of Gita Vya Durban Kechad. What did we learn, guys? We learned that it might be a problem for... Let's say you want to be Meshachar or Yevet Kanani. So according to one day in the Gemara, it doesn't work when the Rav gives the Yevet Kanani the Star Shechor. Why doesn't it work? What do we say? When the Adon gives the...
Because he's giving the Star.
Because since he has monetary control of the Yevet, it's Kilo, he's just putting in his moving from his right pocket to his left pocket. Right, it's not an act of Nesina to the Rishos of the Eved Kanani. Yet there's a day in the Gemara that it works. this thing works. Even though you could say, I'm just moving it from my right pocket to my left pocket. So what does the Gemara say? Gito viado ba'in ke'achad. Right, that's the language of the Gemara. Gito viado ba'in ke'achad. Right, the Shtar Shichwar somehow simultaneously goes together with him getting the ability to be a separate Rishus. Now that is not a Takana Darabanan. What's the spark for that? Is the extra question. I'm sorry, I'm going to dug it for now. I apologize. We're touching on too many zugis here. Well, I mean, obviously, it seems like Yechezkel's right. It seems logically it doesn't work. It's like we're cheating. Because it's only the get that gives him the yad. How can you say the yad enables the get and that happens simultaneously? But that, Nate, I want to say that works on a derisa level. It's not a Takana Darabanan, Gito Viado, Ban Kecha. Uh-huh. Right, that simply works. So I think the two ends of the toast don't have to go together.
Okay,
let's just go to the Ritva, and then we're going to get down to business here. See a wonderful toast. Says the Ritva, Deschia Lami Din Shlichasu, Shein Shlichas Lekatan. All right, once again, what does the Ritva look do when he looks like Suvas Yadalf? Just like he did in Kedushim and Bet. The Ritva looks at him and says, obviously, it's not Shlichas, it's just clear. Look, the Minim Perek Beis to Kedushim. Now notice also, what's his other source? The Ritva Suvas Yadalf says, I'm going to allude to Kedushim. Remember? Then he raises the guy question. So here's the language. So I think Tosvos is trying to do your point. He's trying to say, according to Tosvos, don't think this is a model we've never seen in Shas. Again, Yechezkel's right. What the svar is, we need to work out. But you can't say the concept doesn't exist. And not in the Dorban level, even at the Reis level. Just like you have Gito, Viado, Ban, Kechad. You could have, what's the language here? You could have Geruto, Vizchiyaso, Ban, Kechad. So let's just sum up where we are. And when we get to this little background, we'll see a beautiful Ktos. Where we are here is as follows. We have Machlokes, Tosos, Ritva. Is Zachen Midin Shlichas or not? The Ritva says there's nothing to do with Shlichas. Two major advantages for the Ritva and Shas. Arguing Kedushin seem to differentiate between the two. And Iksubis, you could do Zachin for a Katan. Major advantages to the Ritva. Tosus is adamant still that Zachia is Shlichus. In Kedushin, they'll say, well, the Maskana, Apotropos is a third model, so we could then reinterpret this how the second model works of Zachin. And over here, they'll say it's a special Drabanan Gzera for the Katan. Again, leaving aside the problem how it works for Geras. One last thing, again, what was the mechanism according to Tosus? Zachia is Shlichus. What's missing? The Minu Shlichus, we've got an Anan Sade. We could plug in, we could assume the Minoi Shlichus. Mm-hmm. Everyone's with me?
So how exactly does it work, the Anan Sade? So what Anan Sade is like, you know, everybody is gonna act on it as a Shlichus, but
it's almost like the way to say it would be as follows. Like, normally, why do you need Shlichus? Because you're not sure what the Baal wants. The Baal Duffer wants. So by the Minua, you find out what he wants, and then you can act on his behalf. But if you have a Zachin scenario, you already know what he wants. Right? So it's Kilo who said it to you. Right?
How is it compatible?
Meaning, why is it like Shlichus?
If we're going to say that, then how is it?
Meaning, it's not like Shlichus in how it's formed.
Yeah.
But it's like Shlichus in terms of what happens. I'll give you an example. Let's say Tchia is not Shlichus. You might say the relationship between the person acting on behalf of the other person and the person acting. I'm going to use Mishleach and Shlichus, even though there's both Zachin, if you don't mind. You might say the relationship between the Mishleach and the Shlichus is different in the Tchia scenario than the Shlichus scenario. If you say Zachin is Shlichus, what are you saying? The relationship between the Mashiach and the Shliach is the same in both. The only difference is how it gets kicked off, how it starts. You're right, there's a difference in the mean way, but what ends up happening is going to be luckily the same. Okay? Dan?
One question on the Ritva. So the first source in the Ritva, he's disagreeing with us for saying Zachia is not Shlichus.
Correct.
But the second source, he's like explaining to us about as if...
Yeah, it's very interesting. The Ritva, both cases, is disagreeing with Tosfos, but would like to explain how Tosfos would deal with the Gemara. He does that in both cases. A little intellectual honesty there. Okay, the Ritva, Shitas Ritva, that Tzchi is not Shlichus. But both places, the Ritva says, how does Tosfos actually read the Gemara? How does Tosfos read Kedushim and Bet? How does Tosfos read Ksuvus Yadalf? Okay, we're all good? Okay, go to the new sheet, sheet 20. And now we get a little more background information, and we'll finally be able to appreciate a very nice Ksuvus. Right, guys, I know this is like a survey through Shas here, but it's just too much important stuff. Okay. Let's see the one about Mitzia. Everybody ready? Because if I'm going too fast at some point, somebody tell me. Rav Nachman Rav Chisda Ami Tarvayu Hamagbia Matzil Chaveru. Classic case. There's a lost item. I see a basketball in the street. I know Nate would really like it, so I lift it up on his behalf. Lo Kana Chaveru. Very interesting. According to the Shita, according to Shita's Rav Chisda and Rav Nachman, it doesn't work. My Tana have a tofes labachov makom shelchav lacherim. V'atofes labachov makom shelchav lacherim lo kana. What's it like? What I'm doing? Let's say Levi owes me money, but Levi also owes Yehuda money. So in certain circumstances in halacha, if he defaults on his loan, I have a right to go take some of his property to try to collect my loan. But Yossi cannot do that on my behalf because it's true he's trying to do a schut for me as it were, but it's a schut for me that is also a detriment for somebody else. By, let's say, the other creditor, right, Yehuda. So it wouldn't work. Now, it's a very interesting parallel. What does Rav Nachman of Chisda think? The same applies to Metzia. Why does it apply to Metzia?
But there's no Yish. Then he's the guy still wanted.
Okay, very interesting. So one possibility is that the Achirim is, that's interesting. The Achirim is the Baal HaVeda. What's the other possibility? Who else could the Achirim be?
Somebody else. I mean,
okay, you ever see what's going on? Somebody else could find it. Strangely,
why is that?
We'll see in a second.
Yeah, why is that?
Okay. Does Rashi take an explicit stand here? No.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to for a second to Levi's point. Levi wants to say, obviously, the Achirim, I'm going to argue against Levi, even though you might think Levi's much more logical. Levi wants to argue that the Achirim is obviously the original owner. But then the Achirim, he says it would have to be a case which is. Okay, what's the problem with that, though?
Because then it's stealing.
Yeah, then it's not yours to acquire. I mean, then the only thing picking it up gives you is a chiyuv of the garden until you can return it to the original owner.
Yeah,
I can't take it myself. Oh, because I
no, there's no yeush.
No yeush.
Oh, what about
the
girl? What about the girl? Wait,
but
love.
That's
on it off.
Yeah. How would that work here?
No, we say that there is. We say that there is a yeush. We say that there is a yeush. He's just hide the pet. He's.
Are you talking about with the Safta and Reish Kuluta, that case?
Yeah, like
that. To mention two things, though. I think that's Gneva Yesh, not Aveda Yesh.
Awesome.
Don't forget, Yesh plays a role. It's important to us, just for general Shas knowledge here, guys. Yesh plays a role both in theft and in lost items. Right, in lost items, if the Baal is Miyayish before you pick it up, by the way, only before you pick it up, it's important to realize. Right, if once you have it and you already have a Chol Chiyuv Hashava, even if there's Yesh afterward, right, you still have to return it. But then there's also in the case of Aveda, you would normally have to return the item. But there's also Yeish and Gneva. When there's Yeish and Gneva, there are cases where, as Yechezkel was saying, Yeish and Gneva, doesn't make any sense that Yeish and Gneva, you would then say you could keep it. Well, you stole, but since the guy gave up, so it's yours forever. Right, but there are cases where Yeish would mean you don't have to give the item back, instead you have to pay monetary compensation. Yeah, Yehuda.
But what about in a case, like to defend Levi? That in a case, in a case where the was Yeush, but would it be like the good thing to do to return lobbying to?
Okay.
Oh
so
yeah, I thought you were
hold on.
Here you go. So
okay. So the Nesivis is going to say something we're not going to get today that gives halachic expression to what you're trying to say.
Uh-huh.
Like basically, Yehuda would like to argue that even post Yeush, you could somehow view the old Baal as being connected, and therefore it would be a chov bishvilo. Okay, we're going to come back to that thought. We'll come back to this.
So it's just some random dude.
Okay. So it might depend. I don't know if I want to jump ahead of this, but should we do this now? All right, why not? I'm going to sneak all of Shas into this year. Okay. There's a Shita in Hefker we saw, which came up in the case when we were learning about Bittel. I don't remember this. Let's go a little Chazar and Psachim here. What is Bittel? So there is a famous Rashi Tosos Ramban. Right. Why does bittul work? Rashi says bittul works because that's the meaning of the verb tashbitu. Tashbitu means bittul. And remember what Tosfot said? Tosfot said tashbitu doesn't mean bittul. Tashbitu means to burn it.
Right.
What did Tosfot say? Bittul works because it's Tosfot on Dalam of Benim Sachim. What did Tosfot say?
No.
You might be thinking of the Ramban. Tosfot says bittul is simply hefker.
Right.
It's only you only violate Bali Ra if you own it. So bittul is simply hefker. If you remember, the Ramban had like 7 questions. Right, showing that the halachas of bittul do not at all match the halachas of hefker.
Right.
Okay, one of his points was there's a daya in the darim that when you're mafkir chefetz, it doesn't leave your rishos until.
Oh right.
Somebody else gets it up. It's not the way you're passing, by the way, but there is such a daya. But if that day is true, then according to that daya, when you do bittul before Pesach, you didn't solve anything unless somebody acquired. I mean, you should still be violating bal yirah bal yamatzah. You remember that?
Yeah.
So one of the Ramban's critiques of Tosis was, but According to Rabbi Yossi, I think it's Shitas Rabbi Yossi, if I remember correctly. According to Shitas Rabbi Yossi, Bittul doesn't work now. Yes, we're good?
Yeah.
Okay, now, here's the key thing. That's one day about Hefker. We don't pass that way in Hefker. But there is a Nesivus, famous Nesivus actually, and here's an example, the Ksos and Nesivus agree. The Ksos and Nesivus both claim, maybe at the end of the day, that's still true about, not true about Hefker, but it is true about Yeush. That maybe when you're Miyayish, Yeush doesn't remove the item from your property, from your possession, but it gives somebody else the ability to acquire it. So you would understand, I realize you were talking about more from a moral perspective, which I certainly identify with, but the Nesivus gives it also in halachic oomph. Like maybe in a sense, like the item is still the Baal Aveda until somebody picks it up. Okay, if you didn't catch that, just leave it be. We'll come back to it someday. Okay, we're good. So let's see what we have so far. What do we have? Magbiya Metzila Chaver, according to the first day, you're not Kona. Why? The claim is that it's parallel to Tofis Lebalchov B'makum Shechav Lacher. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yechia Bar Rabbi Yochanan Magbiya Metzila Chaver Kona Chaver. But what does Rabbi Chia say? Or Rabbi Yochanan say, it does work. Now here, the Gemara is a little tantalizing because what do they do? It doesn't say what do they do about the parallel to Tofei. You're curious, wait, what happened to that parallel? Right, Shitas Rav Chisda is, it's just parallel to Tofei Slavachol Makom Shachay Lachere. Now you know it works, but wait, is it not parallel? Is there a different Shita by Tofei Slavachol? Right, so add
it. Unless he is, doesn't hold his no chava achim in this case.
Ah, beautiful. Did you see the Ramban, Levi? Just figure that out. So Levi is mechaving to the Ramban. Very good. But, you know, I realized I gave you a lot of stuff today. You didn't have so much time because of the Sikha. Levi is mechaving to the Ramban. So one nice possibility is to say, of course, everyone agrees there's a principle, Tofes l'balchov, b'makom shachav l'achim lo kana. But how can you compare the two? In the case of balchov, it's literally chav l'achim. If Yossi collects the stuff from Levi for me, it's bad for Yehuda because he also wants access. But in Mitzia, who exactly is? Who's the Acherim? There's no Acherim, it's neutral. Let's just see that Ramban inside. I wasn't going to do this right now, but look into the fourth line of Ramban. This is really not a sugya. I just thought it was such a good Ramban, I had to put it on. Fourth line of Mitzia, Ludidi Lav Kushi Kal. I was honest to put it on. Ulididi Lo Kashi Kal, Lav Kashi Kal, Lav Kushi Kal. Exactly what you said, Levi. What do you mean it's chav l'acherim? Who are the acherim exactly that it's a chav for? Now look, he's going to go through both my possibility and Levi's possibility. Who's he knocking out first? It's not a chav for? No, not he's not talking about the Baal Avedin now. What's kiv de lo zacha ba'adam? Since nobody else has had any acquisition of it or rights to it. It's not a chov to not find something. That lack of profit, lack of free profit is not a chov, right? Nobody else has been zocha in any way, manner, or form. Therefore, it's not a chov for anybody else. Now, what about the what Levi's possibility? Ubala Veda Gufe. What about the Bala Veda? Ho Kfari Avuda Mimenu. It's ready? Totally? Lost, like the sea took it away from this guy. Umitsuye to Kaladam. So and it's right, meaning this Chayvetz, you might be right morally, Yehuda, but on a legal level, he's no connection anymore. He's lost it. Any single person could pick it up and now. Bahai Hagba lo mafsid below me the yotim sharpen adam. When I lift it up, I'm in no way really causing damage or harm to the Baal HaVeda. And here Levi, V'o Chari Nisyaish. You know, I didn't even make this diak till now. There's a diak against the Nesivus here, guys. The Yatza Mirshuto B'yeish. Beautiful. I have to make a file, put this in the file, right? What does it sound like he's saying? And once you're Miyayish, it's immediately, like Efker. It's not that it waits now for somebody to pick it up and then it's not yours anymore, right? It's ancient history. I once had a relationship with this item. I now have no relationship with this item. Now, that's all true about Metzia. So Metzia is not an example of Tofes Lebalcho B'makom Shachav L'Acherim. There is no Chav L'Acherim in Metzia. That is the Svar of Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Give me 1 second, Yazel. What about the other case? Aval Gabi Balchov, Kibin Dehu Chayev Lo, Levi's Chayev to multiple people, V'Nechosi Einun Areven Be. Yafeh. Don't know what that line means? That's a good line to pick up here. Okay, Levi's chayev to me and he's chayev to Yehuda. So Yehuda has rights on Levi. V'nechasu inun areven be. And how do those rights work?
They can't be switched up to other people.
Okay, areven here is from which word?
responsible?
Yeah, yeah. The Arid, the guarantor. Meaning, normally Arid would be a third party, but in a sense, Levi's property is the guarantor. And that's part of the way debts work. Levi owes me money, Levi owes Yehuda money. So Yehuda has a certain right to Levi's nechasim. But that means, in a Baal Chov scenario, Yehuda has more connection to Levi's nechasim than in the Metziah scenario than anybody has to the Aveda. In the Metziah scenario, nobody has any connection to the Aveda. Most of the world has never acquired it in their lives. And the Baal Aveda once owned it, but now bears no halachic relationship with the Aveda. So it's not Chav Lachirim. But in the Baal Chov scenario, I have a connection to his property, and Yehuda has a connection to his property. So if Yassi is going to be toe-faced for me, it's a classic Chav Lachirim. He's taking it away. This is probably Yehuda has some kind of rights on. Right? So therefore, he has no right to do that. It's toe-faced l'lachov b'makom shachav lachim. That's the simplest answer. Toh's going to give a different answer. The simplest answer is the Ramban's answer that, according to Rav Yochanan, there's no parallel because it's simply not Chav Lachir. Okay, what do you want to say? Okay, we're good. Everyone good? Guys, you all with me? I know we're doing a lot today. We're all with me? I want to do one more point and we're going to get to the Ksos. Now here, there's an earth-shattering Rashi. Let's see the earth-shattering Rashi. Okay. Second source here under the Gemara. Chav Lachir. Okay. Mafsed es acherim, kamo in chav en ladim. What does it sound like, by the way? By the way, magbiya metzila chavea would... In theory, what mechanism would it be, would you imagine it is? Which halachic mechanism? Let's say it works. What mechanism is it? Why does it work? Which category is it? If I can be, pick up a mitzvah for you. What category of the things we've seen today would you put it under? Zechiah, right? It wouldn't be classic. Zachin ladam, shlabanam. You didn't tell me to pick up mitzvah for you, but I know that you would really enjoy it, so I do so. Right? The only question, what do you have in our Gemara? The only question is it chav lacherim? That's the only debate, right, according to what we've seen so far. But it would be a good example of the mechanism of Zachin. But Zachin apparently does not work if it's Chav Lachir. Ah, here we go. Says Rashi, Lo Kana, Kedamer Beksuvos, Delav Kol Kamine, Lakol Mine, like you don't have the power. Literally means Hakol Mimeno, so much coming from him. You don't have the power. Liot Kofetz Me'elov, to jump on your own, the Chav Le'elov. It's like the Gemara says to Yassi, Yassi, who gave you the right to take your own initiative when it hurts a third party. Ah, now Rashi here makes things very, very famous. Rashi, me achar shelo aso oto hanoshe shliach litfos. What does Rashi throw in that was not obvious at all? But what does that implicitly say? Had I made him a shliach,
it would
have worked. Haven't seen it. So Rashi's a huge chiddush here. The only reason why Yassi's unsuccessful of tofes lebacho b'makom shachav lacherim is because he's trying to use the mechanism of Zachin and he has no explicit directive from me. But would the mechanism be Shlichus, and I would have explicitly told him to do so, he could do so. Right? Shlichus would work. We're good? Which also might indicate, by the way, again, a difference between how Shlichus works and how Zachin works.
So here actually was the Agdar of Shlichus and was the Agdar of Shlichus.
So, look, at this point, I'm not defining which one is. I'm just going to deal with it. I'm sorry, I'm being very narrow here because I apologize. I'm just going to say, is Shlichus clear enough? What each one word is, well, I think we'll see in the second Miksos. Okay, now this is something that's rejected by almost all the Rishonim because it's basically against an explicit going Ksuvas. Okay, so just skip down to Ksuvas for 1 second, we'll get the Shofan, we'll sneak in the Ksos. Let's see the Gemara in Ksuvas. I'm still on the same page. All on page 20 here. Page 20's got everything. Yemar bar chashu have a masik beizuze behugavra. This fellow Yemar lent someone money. Shachiv, and he
died
good. Vishavik arba, but he left a boat. Right, he doesn't have cash, but he's got a boat. Amar leilu shluche. So Yemar says to his shliach, Zil tafsen yalei. Go.
Take it.
He owes me money. He doesn't have the cash. Azal tafsa. Pagu be rapapa rav huna beidu. So Amar leilu, wait. At tofes labacho b'makom shachav lachirim. Amar yokum na tofes labacho b'makom shachav lachirim lo kana. Now, what do all the Rishonim say to Rashi? What do you see here? You see that Tovis Lachom Shechav Lachem is the same problem, even if it's not limited to Zechiah. It's a problem, Zechiah as well. Very difficult, Rashi. Rashi seems to be against a black and white Gemara in Ksuvas Peidot. Okay, we're all good? Okay, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch Miksos, and we're going to try to wrap it up here. How does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in Choshe
Mishpul?
Ah, you're fat. See, Yechezkel's on the right track here. So one thing to say is there's somehow, look for details of this case. Is there something about this case that makes it unlike the scenario in Bamitziah Dafyud? That's what we have to do, of course, for Rashi. But Mitzvah Daf Yud is not parallel to Ksuvas paid off.
Also, yeah, because otherwise it makes sense it's Rabbi Yochanan in both places.
Yeah, you're fair. You're fair. Correct, although there's two... Okay. There's two separate questions here. One question is... How does Rabbi Yochanan say Magbia Matzilach Reo Kana Chavero since he agrees Tov Vislabacho B'makam Shalchav Achem Lo Kana? Danny, you with me?
Yeah, yeah.
Which that's what the Ramban addressed.
Yeah.
Then there's another question, which is Shitas Rashi, which is Shlichus would work in but Matziah Daf Yud.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not necessarily in Rav Yochanan per se, but Rashi just assumes Shlichus would work.
Right.
Right. The Rav Yochanan question is the other question, right? We know Rav Yochanan accepts the principle of Tov Vislabacho B'makam Shalchav Achem Lo Kana. So how could he say Magbi Matzila Chavero Kana Chavero? And that we already saw the Ramban. Okay, there's another instance in Tosla, I'm going to skip for now. Okay, let's go to Shulchan Aruch, we'll get to the Tosla. Okay, I really should have given you all this before the Tosla. I tried to cut corners, which never works in life. Halo v'shechayev l'shnayim o yoter. V'ein lo k'dei l'fro lo kulam. In the classics now, the person's got a lot of debts. Unfortunately, they don't have money to pay everybody. V'katam echad adam echad v'tafas me'am metaltlin shlova k'dei l'skos echad b'alechobos. Yes, he's my buddy. He wants me to win before anybody else. So he grabs the boat for me or the basketball for me. Lo zacha shekolatov hislabacho makam sheyesh lo chavachem lo kana. That's not a chiddush. That's everyone agrees, right? Everyone agrees with that in Shas. Vafilu asa'o shliach. There it is. Rav Yosekar says we do not paskin like this Rashi. It seems to be against the Gemara Ksuvas Pei Daled. Even if you're a shliach, it doesn't work. The katav lo harsha. Harsha, by the way, is like a power of attorney. Even if you give power of attorney, it does not work.
Is that a...
It's a mehalacha, it's a Talmud concept. It's important.
No, I understand, but is that getting back to our Mealy discussion before?
Okay, that's an interesting question, but I'm sorry, I'm not going to interfere either. Let us now get to the Ksos. Okay, so the Ksos asked this kasha. Ready? Now we're going to finally get down to business here, guys, with all that information. Okay, let us go down to the Ksos, and if we have time, we'll sneak a little bit back further, I doubt it. Okay, now, I'm not going to read the first paragraph, because basically he repeats it, right? He quotes the Rashi, what does Rashi say? You could overcome Tovus Labachov Makam Shabachav Lachem. It would work if you would just have been made a Shliach. Can we take it? Let's take from Aval, the fifth line. Aval Kvar Hikshu Tosvus, Vamifar Shemi Perak HaKote. What does everyone say against Rashi? Rashi, what do you do with Ksuvis? Pay dollar. Gabi Uvda Diema Bar Chashu, Vayim Betosus Perakama Digitin, Hatovus Bachov Afiwa Sol Shliach, Deloka Pirish Rashi. The Pirish prepare comment the Bamitzia, the Bao Sol Shliach with Kul Yamakana. The Ain Chiluk. Here we go, ready? Now it's going to get Ksos. Now we're going to connect the two sugyas. Till now we had one Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Is Zechia just another form of Shlichos? And now we have the separate Machlokas, which is not separate at all. Can you overcome the problem of Tovis Labachov, Machom Shechav Lacherim if you make a Shliach? Now what's the obvious connection? The Ain Chiluk. Da Filu Loa So Shliach. Shluchu. The Zechia Matam Shlichosu. Can they move Perakam the Mitzio, Perakam in a Mordor? Everyone got it? What does Tosfos say? Guy, tell me why. According to Shitas Tosfos, why is Rashi obviously wrong? Rashi says, if you're trying to use the Schia, then we say it doesn't work. Tovus Labachov, Makam Shechav Lacherim. But if you just use Shlichos, then it would work. What's the objection? That's the you're right. That's the Talmudic objection. What's the conceptual objection according to Tosfos? Why can't that be true?
Oh, because according to Tosfos, Zechiah is
Shlichus. Excellent, Levi. According to Tosfos, Zechiah is Shlichus. Right? Rashi is implicitly saying Zachin would not work in this context, and Shlichus would work in this context. But Rashi says, but Tosfos, Zechiah is Shlichus. Meaning, we already know, even before he made him an explicit Shlichus, we already know Shlichus doesn't work in Chav L'Acherim. How do we know Shlichus does not work if it's Chav L'Acherim? Because we know Zechiah doesn't work if it's Chav L'Acherim. And Zechiah is just another form of Shlichus.
Right.
Right.
So
what?
I think he can say Rashi doesn't hold.
Yeah, we're getting there a second. That's exactly right. Don't worry, lady. You're a good man. But the Ktos thought of that. Amnam Hatosvas Lishitasam. There it is. Exactly what Levi just said. That's not surprising that Tosfos should think so. Tosfos is beautifully consistent throughout Shas. Dischi Midishlichas. The Kach Kasa Beperakam Dixubas. What we saw. Vizela Shonam. So before we move on to the Ktosis Big Chiddush, ladies, absolutely right. Ktosis, it's all great. It all fits together. Rashi could be Mechalik and Bamatia Daf Yod between how Schia would work and how Shlichos would work if it's Chav L'Acherim. Why does Tosus reject it? Because Tosus thinks through Shas that Schia is Shlichos. That's why Tosus is going to be refused to differentiate between whether Zechiyah would work and whether Shliachus would work. Okay, I don't want to do the big Chiddush Tosfos that we all got that down. We all have that. Haven't seen how it's Tosfos L'shitasam? Rashi is implicitly making distinction between Shliachus and Zechiyah. How could Tosfos accept that? Tosfos says Shliachus and Zechiyah. Okay, now comes the Tosfos with a huge Chiddush. Here we go. So I've been telling my neighbors that it's been a great time because we just keep running the Tosfos. Here we go. V'lechei nireh. Efter de mizeh das kamishonim. Shamu de Zechiyah mitors yad amru. So Yechezkel, I'm not going to discuss it in depth now, but he's already trying to give another mechanism here. Maybe it's not saying there's something called Yad. That would be a way of saying what's conceptually happening is different. Vafilo, okay, now, that's not our Chiddush. I mean, that's part of the question, is if Zechiyah is not Chiddush, what is it? Okay, so let's leave that aside. Here comes the other Chiddush. Vafilo lamandam Zechiyah mitorah shlichus, like shitas atosvos, lav mishum anan sadi dosto shlicha. Now things get interesting. Till now, what do we say? Of course, Zechiyah Shlichus. What's the difference? Well, in Shlichus, you don't have a Shlichus, you have a Minui. How do we deal with that in Zechiyah? We plug in the Minui. We can imagine, of course, isn't it obvious that the Baal would want you to do it? That's Tosfos. It's a non-Sadi. In a certain sense, according to Tosfos, we plug in the Minui. We plug in the appointment of the Shliach. What is the Tosfos hold? Zechiyah Shlichus, but not because of... We're not assuming he would want you. That's not the mechanism at work here. Okay, we'll see why Tosfos thinks in a second. Ela de gzeiras hakasuv, she azoche la'acher mahani. Fascinating. What does Tosfos want to hold? It's not because we'll plug in your minoy. You don't need a minoy, right? The Torah gave you the power to act as a shliach. We don't know yet why what's motivating Tosfos. We'll see shortly. Kediyalav me'ish zoche, aval hachzchia lo avikiyad mamash ela kamo shlichos. Even though it's not the Anan Sade, but the mechanism at work, still in its essence, is in fact Shlichus. Avolo mishum Anan Sade darsu Shlich. Okay, we're still good here? So we have two versions of this. Shchiyah is Shlichus, either because of the Anan Sade, like Tosfos would say, or according to Ksos, Xeris HaKasav, not built on the Anan Sade. Okay. V'nafkamina, why do we care that it's Shlichus? L'inyan Yachri. The lo yeh b'torat zchiyah kim d'zchiyah ain ol mitorat shlichus. Now again, in terms of who can be part of it, you still can't be part of zchiyah unless you're someone who's part of shlichus, because zchiyah still is the mechanism of shlichus. So the nachri's out. Av la'olam lav mitorat anan sade avi kmo shliach hamakabel. It's not that anan sade, we assume he wanted to appoint you. El dekein gersa kasev. Diav gav d'lo aso makabel shliach. Even though the Makabel did not make you a shliach, how do we know he didn't make you? Dalo yada! We know he didn't make you a shliach because he didn't even know about anything. Mahani midin shchiyah. V'kvar harachnu b'zeh b'simon reish mem gimel siv yudchet ayin sham. Okay, here we go. Now comes the chiddush. Ready? U'lefi zeh nicha. We'll stop with this here. Deheicha dalo aso shliach. Dalo v'shliach ha-makabel dalo yada. Ele mitzad egzer sakasa b'shchiyah d'mahani k'mo aso shliach. Okay, now we're getting to the limitation. What are we saying? I would like to acquire something on Levi's behalf. According to this din, it's not that we put in a non-sade that Levi appointed me. Torah simply gives me the right to act as a shliach. This is Xeris HaKasav. Ah, what happens when it is Chav Lacherim? V'imkein hecha de Chav Lacherim, ein ze nikra zechiyah mamish. I look at the scenario and I can't put the Zachin stamp on the scenario. I can't say this is a Zachin scenario. Why can't I say it's a Zachin scenario? The zocher lezeh, the chav lezeh. It's like I look at it. What should I see? I see a complex mixture. The chen lo mahani midin tzchiyah. Ah, so apparently this special mechanism, this gzeres hakasav, the ktos, is only when I can look at it and call it a zachin scenario. But in the case of chav lacherim, where am I left? I am not in a scenario of zachin, so I can't acquire it for him. What about shlichus? When we didn't shlichus leka. The lo yada, and it doesn't work qua shlichus because why doesn't shlichus work? What about standard shlichus? Shlichus on the kamoso. Again, let's go back to the case of tovis labachob makom shachav lacherim. Why doesn't it work midin shlichus? Midin standard shlichus, but it's not standard shlichus because
he didn't appoint him.
Aval aso shlich befeirush, but would I have him? Nehid lo mahani midin tzchi mitzad tzchiya mahani al kopan mitorat shlichus v'shtiach shon kamoto avagav techav lididei v'koshkein b'chav lachem. Okay, what the Ktos is saying here is as follows, guys. It's saying a tremendous Kiddush. Okay. even Rashi could hold Zechia is Midin Shlichus. How does it work? It works as follows. But the key move is the Ksosis, but it's not a non-sadi. It's just the Torah gives you the right. When there's chutz running about, I have a right to make myself a Shliach. But says the Ksosis, that's only though when I can look at the scenario and do a total evaluation, say, this scenario is a scenario of schut. When the scenario is schut, I can immediately get Shliach status. But if it's schut lezeh and chov lezeh, then I can't. But if there's a clear appointment, so then I can. Then I could focus just on what I was told to do by the Mishleach. So now we have another possibility in Rashi, just to sum up what we have here. We say so far as follows. We've said Zechiya Shlichus. Tosa says it's a non-sadi. Niksosa says Xeris HaKasif. We have the Ritva saying Zechiya is not Shlichus. What do you have in Bematia Daf Yud? Rashi seems to say Shliach would work if it's Chav L'Cherem and Zechachin would not. What's the simplest way to explain the Machlokas Rashi Tosros? What Levi said. According to Tosros, Zechiya is Shlichus. So Zechiya doesn't work in Chav L'Cherem. Shlichus also does not work if it's Chav L'Cherem. Rashi says Zechiya is not Shlichus. And therefore, there could be a chiluk in Chav L'Cherem. So there's no Rashi could agree Zechiya Shlichus. But how does Zechiya work as Shlichus? That the Torah, it's not a non-sadi. The Torah just says, you're a Shliach. If you see a schut scenario, you have a right to become a Shliach. But in any case, it's Chav L'Cherem. Essentially, I don't see a schut scenario. So I have no right to just become a Shliach. But if I'm actually made a Shliach, so then I am a Shliach. So even if you say Zechiya works as Shlichus, so you could still hold Shitas Rashi. Right, there's still a reason why Chav L'Cherem Zachin will not work, and Shlichus will work. Just to, I'll close one point. I'll take last questions. Think about it. According to Tosros, Zachin and there's a common denominator. Both Zachin and Zachin Shlichus are even closer. I would say they're even closer because.
Does he say that they're the same thing, or does he say that they're like
I would say in a sense they're basically the same thing. What is Shlichus? There's a minoy Zachin. We just plug in the minoy. That would become more difficult to make a distinction. But if you hold like the Ksosis version of it, they're very different, right? They're both, the mechanism ultimately is Shlichus, but one is the Torah, it's not that we assume an appointment, there's no appointment. We just, in Zachin scenarios, we give you the right to be a Shliach. So it has to be a Zachin scenario. But Shlichus doesn't depend on Zachin scenario. That's why according to Rashi, to be a chiluk about Chav L'Cherem between Zechiya and Shlichus. All right, guys, we know we did a lot today. Any comments or questions? We're good, you guys, who do you got? Okay, very good. We'll see, I'm not sure how we're going to